Hi, and welcome to One World Pod, broadcast directly from Reflection Island in the virtual world of Second Life. Join our group, One World Many Paths, and participate in online events. Enjoy.
This discussion is about, basically, we are going on about more in the realm of the grace discussions and how we perceive things. This part is called perceptual shifts, and really how our perspectives and perceptions tend to alter our reality is that a lot of what we have been trained is wrong. We find that a lot of what we end up getting as a child, getting trained to think as a child, is actually not very helpful in claiming our personal power, because we find doing the grace stuff that our emotions are one of our main sources of power. And since a crying baby can get on people's nerves, I guess we get trained from the very beginning not to feel our emotions, or that to feel some of them are wrong. And the problem with that is that when you try to suppress emotions, when you try not to feel, we were actually made to feel, and the emotions were there as an indicator. We don't realize this. It turns out that one of the reasons our emotions are existing is as an indicator, well, two reasons actually, as an indicator to tell us where we are, and also they are a tremendous source of power. And this seems to be something that should be self-evident, that emotions are very powerful, and where a lot of our power resides. But somehow, we have managed to ignore the ramifications of that. Or perhaps you could say they are hidden from us. They have been hidden from us. Our emotions are actually not just an indicator. Lola has said, well, they're an indicator of where you are in her coursework. But as I explore it more, they're also a power source. And the interesting thing about that is, if you are trained that there's something bad about your emotions, or that you're not supposed to have them, and I like the whole Vulcan thing too. That was a very interesting concept that Gene Roddenberry came up with. But honestly, who knew that emotions were such a major source of power, a major part of our whole power makeup, our personal power? If you can't even feel your own emotions, you don't really have a whole lot of power, you know? And you can block them, and when you block them, they have a tendency to back up and make you sick in some way, or make some other problem show up. Or if you run away from them, they follow you anyway, and by trying to block them and trying to run away from them, we usually put ourselves in there, in that vibration longer. So we actually are doing ourselves some harm there. It seems to me like what we got to do now, what we got to learn, is we got to unlearn a lot of stuff. Feeling your feelings in the moment does not mean that you have to take your friend's head off like I did one time. I recently felt a lot better. By the way, yes, finally really getting angry at somebody that's been making you angry for a long time can unblock something. I had that happen. I blew up at a friend and got a terrible pain in my neck, and after I got through with that, I actually had some things work out for me. I guess that was lingering in there a long time. But really, she recommends that your emotions are for internal use. She doesn't recommend that you not feel them. She just recommends that if it's going to be something that's going to affect you socially, you may wish to go do it alone, or maybe inside yourself, and then when you've felt it all the way through, then come back and face the person, and you might find that you have absolutely nothing to say to them, or you don't need to do anything about it. The whole situation might be changed by the time you get back. Which was actually something that I sort of did instinctively a lot. I would go off, and when I was angry, usually I'd walk off for a while until I'd gotten through it, and then come back and talk to the person. This is a technique that we have been fortunately told, but we kind of get this message that we're supposed to feel bad that we were angry. That we're supposed to feel bad about that. But here's where the fallacy is. Feeling bad about something that we've been taught is a bad feeling is just making things worse again. So when you're angry, just realize you're angry. When you're sad, just realize you're sad. Just let it go through, and don't feel bad about it. Like, if you do feel, okay, say you do feel very envious of somebody because something happened to them and not to you, or you're not supposed to feel that, right? You're not supposed to feel envious of your friends. It's mean. Well, you know what? It came up. And it's part of your emotion. You don't deny that to yourself and feel bad about it. It's just an indicator. And if you see it that way, it has less power over you to block you, really. If you realize it as an indication, I mean, you can use it all sorts of ways, you know? Right now, one of the big things I'm really finding is how much and how deep it goes that we have been in denial, the more denials I let go of as far as how I felt. Sometimes you have to sort of put your feelings aside just to go on with your life, which I've had to do quite often. And so I just kind of shelved a lot of things. Now that I'm doing this work, I find I'm bringing up a lot of these things. A lot of these things are coming up. But in the grace work, they'll come up one last time. And then they're gone. And this is the good part. Finally, you get to flow these things, and they go out of you and they leave you. These stuck points. That's what we mean by stuck spots. That's what we mean by speed bumps. That's what we mean by... She has such a colorful way of describing these things. Coughing up a furball. Coughing up a hairball is basically what happens when you try to do a whole lot of things at once. Sometimes you end up... And it's a good analogy. The reason that, for instance, a cat coughs up a hairball is because they can't digest it. It's indigestible. So basically, sometimes you end up having to confront a problem that you couldn't digest previously, and now, ooh, here's the problem again, here's this again, ah! You know, and it's not real pleasant. However, once you get through with that, and that's out of you, it's better out than in, as they say. So, really, I have managed to I've just about got one of my physical problems healed this way, because I have been feeling it move. Let me tell you a little bit about what it feels like when you start flowing these emotions, or how it is for me anyway, because everybody's got a rather individual experience, I realize, you know, not necessarily going to have any two people have exactly the same, although similar. I find I'm having similar to some people, and this is always comforting to know, is that you're not out there all alone, you know, feeling this way, which is why it's nice to have a newsletter or a sharing page. But I find that I do actually, I'm getting to the point now where I'm actually starting to feel the vibration in my body. I'm feeling the vibration because your emotions are a type of vibration. They're a type of energy. And they have a vibration. They have probably a frequency signature and everything. They would have to. They even have a sound now, I find. When I'm moving a certain emotion through me, it will actually have a sound to me now. And a vibratory feeling. I never noticed this before. This is new to me. Although I realize that it must have been there all the time. I guess I just never noticed that it was there, that it was part of the experience. And so now I have a whole nother realm to deal with. So I'm trying to give you some ideas about if this happens to you. If you start having this effect, like I hear tones now when something's going on. As I'm doing this class right now, every now and then I'll feel something flow right through me. I mean, I feel the vibration of it, and I hear a tone. As these ideas come through me now. So, some very interesting things are happening with me. And, okay, and now as I'm saying this, I'm also getting some chills, which is another thing we usually kind of try and pass off. And usually chills, we associate that with being inspired, or sometimes we call them spirit chills. But probably I am being inspired right now. One of the reasons people don't have or don't think they have abilities is, I think, because they ignore them or try and write them off to something else. Try and ascribe them to something else. It's just like with your dreams, the more you notice them and give them some sort of respect and acknowledge them, the more information they will give you. The more complete and the more helpful, and the more often they'll show up. Well, I think it is that way also with our feelings, with what we feel. The more we acknowledge it and the more we use it and the more respect we give it, you know, honor your feelings, we've been told that. I don't know if we've all really grasped exactly what that means. Honor your feelings. And not just totally emotional, but I mean even your physical sensations. If something's going on and you're feeling itchy or you're feeling, you know, this is something a lot of people have mentioned when they'll try to meditate and that's about the time that they start getting all these itches and so on. And it's, sometimes it's just a way that you're trying to distract yourself. But it's good to make note of these things. Just make note of them. You don't always have to act on everything, but but making a note of them helps. When you get your spirit chills, I used to get when I was younger, there were certain people that I get this weird fluttering in my stomach, and I didn't like it. Sometimes it would drive me nuts. And I should have known that it was trying. I think I did know it was trying to tell me something. But it was so uncomfortable, I eventually suppressed it. And I'm thinking now, gee, I wonder what it was trying to tell me. A lot of us, when we put on weight, for instance, we put on weight right there in our solar plexus because we're trying to protect ourselves. We're covering the parts of our body. We're adding a layer of basically psychological protection physically. Now, it doesn't really help us socially, psychologically, but I've heard this before, and I think there's some truth to it. One of the reasons we put our have a tendency to put weight on right there is because we're trying to protect ourselves. There's something we're trying to shield ourselves from. And me included, I've had people tell me that just dropping some emotion, getting through it, can actually drop some weight. Probably that's true. I've dropped a little weight recently since I've been doing this emotional stuff. So, you know, I just notice that area is changing now. So, you know, and also I notice some other things, you know, and some other points in my body are changing. So it's interesting to note this. I have been told this before, but in order to actually experience it and know you're experiencing it and ascribe it to that is a whole different thing.
Thanks for listening. Hope to see you in world and enjoy our website, dragonintuitive.com.